This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. Authorities and activists are bracing themselves for two so-called alt-right rallies planned for this weekend in California's Bay Area. The National Park Service has granted a permit for a Patriot Prayer event on Saturday in San Francisco's Crissy Field. Mayor Ed Lee and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi have spoken out against granting the permit. Then on Sunday, a No to Marxism rally will be held in Berkeley at the Civic Center Park. Berkeley Mayor Jesse Aragin and House Representative Barbara Lee both spoke at a press conference earlier in the week denouncing the rally. Community organizers, especially in Berkeley, have experience countering the extremist right from two clashes earlier this year. As was the case in Boston last weekend, counter-protesters are likely to outnumber right-wing attendees. My guest is Luma Nicol. She is the media coordinator for Communities Against Racism and Fascism. Welcome to the program, Luma.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us. Let's begin with San Francisco. That's happening on Saturday in Crissy Field. There's to be this so-called Patriot Prayer happening. And people, local authorities are upset because it was, of course, the federal government agency, the National Park Service, that granted the permit. What do you make of this Patriot Prayer? It's been organized by a guy named Joey Gibson, who says he has nothing to do with white supremacists and neo-Nazis.
Well, they're an arch-conservative group that does draw as a magnet homophobes, anti-Islamic folk, anti-Semitic. So they draw the far right. And up and down the coast, the West Coast, there have been counter demonstrations. And it's really important that the community come out and oppose these folks. These are the people that would put us all in concentration camps if we don't stop them. And that's why it's important for people to stand up and oppose them.
So even though the organizer of this rally is simply saying it's a prayer, it's the people that this rally essentially is attracting that you're worried about?
Yes, the far right, of which Patriot Prayer belongs to, are trying to portray themselves as innocent victims who are victims of bans on free speech rights, victims of counter-protesters. These are, in one degree or another, neo-Nazis. These are fascists who would do here in this country what happened in Germany and Italy. And we have the right to vigorously oppose them.
Interestingly, Mr. Gibson says he identifies as a Japanese person, and that all of the speakers that have been planned for this Patriot Prayer, all but one are non-white.
Well, unfortunately today, the far right does include people of color. The woman who is organizing Sunday's far right rally identifies as a trans woman. This is unfortunate, but what we are opposing are their ideologies. These people are not immigrant friendly in any way. They are opposed to feminism. The man who got into an altercation on light rail in Portland and ended up killing two people was at a Patriot Prayer rally the week before that incident. They draw and attract the far, far right, no matter what Gibson says, and he knows the truth of the matter.
Right. Yeah, the Southern Poverty Law Center posted a video where he basically recently on video denounced in colorful language a white supremacy. let's also talk about the fact that these rallies are happening in California. So unlike in some of the southern states and states where open carry is legal, in California, it's not legal, right, to just walk around open certainly with armed weapons. So it may take on, these rallies may take on a slightly different characteristic, possibly. There's some pretty strict rules about what attendees can and cannot bring. They are not allowed to bring weapons.
Yes, the San Francisco rally is at a federal park, and the federal authorities have issued a long list of things that are not permitted: weapons, selfie sticks. They will allow signs on paper, cardboard, etc. We do not, my organization, which is a grassroots community group that came together to organize a protest at Sunday's Berkeley gathering, we do not agree with banning the Nazis, which there were calls for doing that, especially in San Francisco, primarily because then the authorities can use that as a precedent for banning anti-fascist gatherings, any gathering they consider obnoxious.
So you support their right to show up, and you will show up in bigger numbers, I'm assuming, to counter them.
Correct. They have their constitutional rights to free speech. We have ours, and we intend to exercise them vigorously.
So let's talk about Berkeley, where your organization, Communities Against Racism and Fascism, has organized a counter rally. And I'll let you describe how you're portraying that. But in Berkeley, first of all, there have been two major clashes. It's been a flashpoint twice earlier this year around various groups that have come together, particularly on the campus of UC Berkeley, been met with anti-fascist protesters. So this Sunday gathering, August 27th, the right-wing gathering is being organized, as you said, by a trans woman. She calls herself a trans patriot named Amber Cummings. And this isn't a prayer. She's calling it a no to Marxism rally. And she is also saying that she has nothing to do with white supremacy or neo-Nazis. Both these two organizers, Joey Gibson and Amber Cummings of the San Francisco and Berkeley rallies, are disavowing white supremacy, unlike in Charlottesville, where it was very clear that the KKK was openly showing up. They were very clearly displaying swastikas, clearly talking about white domination. So this is a slightly different, on the surface at least. Who is Amber Cummings, and what does it mean that she's a trans patriot?
Right. On the surface, at least, they wanted to appear different. But the folks that are going to come out are going to be of the same ilk as those that were in Charlottesville. It's a new face of fascism, is what I would say, a new face of the neo-Nazi movement. Just because she's a trans woman does not mean that she has the values that the majority of people in our community have. And she is anti-immigrant. She has the whole Nazi ideology, or at least welcomes people who do have that ideology to these rallies. And Marxists have a long tradition in the United States, going way back to the late 1800s, early 1900s. I'm a Marxist. I have a right to my opinion. And what we're organizing is a bold but disciplined and organized counter demonstration. We really want community members to feel that they can come out and take a stand. This is not a time to be timid. We are not there to incite violence, but if they are, they have been at times, and we will defend ourselves. But what would be great would be to be like Boston, 40,000 strong, people coming out just overwhelmingly opposing these folks. That would be our dream.
So in Berkeley, the No to Marxism rally organized by Amber Cumming is going to be at the Civic Center Park, I understand. Where will the counter event that your group, Communities Against Racism and Fascism, where will that be happening? And are authorities trying to keep the two groups separate?
Well, just I'll make, ironically, they are meeting at the Martin Luther King Jr. Civic Center Park.
Yes, let me actually, you're right. Let's say the full name of the Civic Center.
And at the Peace Wall, which is all very ironic, they are gathering there. We are gathering at noon at the corner of the park. And the police so far have announced that they're going to try to keep the two groups apart, that there will be a double ring of security around the park. We don't think it is the role of the Nazis to protect, I mean, the role of the police to protect the Nazis. And that is what's happening when the police get involved. They turn their pepper spray on us, on the anti-fascist protesters, and provide escorts for the Nazis. And we don't think that that's right at all. And we don't think that the fear mongering that has been happening by city officials is right either. We have the right to vigorously oppose these people that would put us in concentration camps.
What do you mean by the fear mongering by city authorities? I mean,
the mayor of Berkeley has issued many statements urging people to stay away, you know, lock your doors, stay inside. It only encourages them. Hitler himself said that the fascists could have been stopped when they were just small bands, violent small bands. And we take that to heart. We think we have an opportunity now to stop this movement if the majority of us come out and stand strong. And that's what we're urging.
Luma, that's a really important part of this debate, because you're right that a lot of folks want to sort of wish away the extremist right, that the neo-Nazis, the fascists, and feel that by organizing these mass counter demonstrations against them gives oxygen to their movements. But you're saying that if we do ignore them, that's where they get that vacuum, is where they will flourish.
Yes, exactly. And I do want to give out our email address, so anybody who wants more information, wants to join us, wants to bring their community. So we are CARF Bay Area, that's CARF Bay Area at Gmail. And please do get in touch with us. Plans are fluid for Sunday. The police are letting us know some of what they intend, but not everything. And there's various groups that are coordinating efforts. And so it would be good to just email and get the latest information about how to hook up with the demonstration.
And I asked you this about the San Francisco rally on Saturday, where the National Park Service has released a list of things that people cannot bring, the Patriot Prayer folks. What about in Berkeley? Is it also a similar situation where, unlike in Charlottesville, where the Nazis came really well armed, even better armed than the police in some cases, will the Berkeley fascist attendees be unarmed?
We do not know. The Berkeley police haven't said. This is a city park, not a federal park in Berkeley. And we don't know. I expect that something will be issued in the next several days. I think that after Charlottesville, the plan of the police is definitely to try to keep us away from the fascists. That's their idea of keeping people safe. We just don't agree with that. We have the right to come out as a community and be seen and heard by these Nazis. To discourage them and to discourage other would-be fascists from joining their ranks.
In fact, on that, Luma, how important is it to expose the Nazis on social media in the wake of Charlottesville? One of the things that people did, because a lot of these folks showed up without covering their faces, particularly the gathering that took place in the evening before the big march outside the church, where these young men in white polo shirts and khakis were with their faces uncovered, carrying torches. People on Twitter took screen grabs of their faces, figured out, you know, you sort of crowdsourced the intelligence gathering, found out who they were, where they worked, and in some cases got them fired.
Yes, and it is the new world of social media. The Nazis certainly do it to us. And I have been the target of harassment, not this time, but I anticipate it, but in the past for anti-fascist organizing.
But presumably your employer and the employers of those who organize against fascism might not fire you for being against fascism. I mean, fascism and Nazi ideology is hopefully still something shameful that people don't want to employ folks who identify openly as Nazis and sport swastikas.
Well, thank you for saying that, because I think that is part of the battle, especially when Trump says, yeah, oh, there's violence on both sides. Yeah. We are not talking about a demonstration against people who like vanilla ice cream and we like chocolate. We are talking about the Nazis and the fascists. And people, they are spreading fear after Charlottesville, fear, but resistance too. And that's why it's so important to stand up against that, to counter the fear. That is their main weapon in scapegoating the majority of people in this country. And so I really appreciate you making that strong statement. Yeah.
Are you worried about the potential for violence? Because, of course, in Charlottesville, Heather Hare was killed, many people injured quite badly. And in Berkeley earlier this year, one person was shot by one of the fascist groups. Is there potential for real violence over the weekend? And are you concerned about that?
I think the potential is there. I think the more of us come out to stand against them, the less that potential exists. I think after Charlottesville, frankly, it would be really stupid on their part to have another death. But there, I don't think the organizers of these rallies are in control of the crazed folk that they attract. So yes, there is a potential for that. Our intent is to have an orderly, safe demonstration. But we don't advise people to bring their children, people who are can't, you know, get out of the way quickly. There's both the danger from the fascists and from the police,
right,
who, as I said before, tend to pepper spray our crowd, not allow us to have our rallies, not allow us to have our free speech rights.
Right. Presumably, if the mayors of San Francisco and Berkeley are against the white supremacist and fascist rallies, you would expect them to sort of guide their police to protect the anti-fascist protesters. I guess we'll see what happens over the weekend. And incidentally, speaking of Charlottesville and violence, Chris Cantwell, the white supremacist featured in the Vice News episode from that rally, has turned himself in, has surrendered to the police. He had had several charges that he was facing. So there is some price that these Nazis are facing for, beyond just losing jobs, for their participation in these rallies. Well, I want to thank you so much, Luma, for joining us today. Good luck to you over the weekend. We'll post that email address again that you gave out on our website so people can get
thank
in touch with you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Good talking with you.
Thank you so much. Good talking with you too. Luma Nicol is my guest. She's the media coordinator for the group Communities Against Racism and Fascism. And we've been discussing two planned rallies by right-wing extremists in the Bay Area over the weekend and how counter-protesters are responding. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're on online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.